I really don't want to have to brush my hair.
But I'm like thinking to myself, I'm laughing at you because you're like, I'm like going, I've never leaned that far back in a Zoom call. I'm not like a dumb politician or like whoever that was in the States. It was like the guy was like wearing half clothes and left the camera on and like.
It's a whole new world. We're getting a peek into everyone's world.
And I think we're a little bit tired of it.
Yes.
I know I am.
I'm done.
So on the line right now is Melissa McClelland, Hamiltonian, musician, actually, really cool Canadian, I like to say, because the reason why I'm having you back on is that you are one of the founders of the Lady Bird Animal Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And earlier in December, was it? The beginning of December or
yes, it was Giving Tuesday, and I don't remember the exact date, but I want to say December 3rd or something like that.
Yeah, we were chatting about you guys did an online performance and you had a lot of Canadian guests come on and it was to raise funds to put together money for a farm to help take care of the animals, and it was like a dream that you guys had for some time.
Yeah, we've been a charity for 10 years, so a registered charity, and we've always been like slowly working towards that, but we officially feel ready for that, so this was kind of our the big launch of that the campaign.
That's great. That's great. And how did it turn out for you guys?
It turned out great. We had a ton of people watching. And a portion of the show was free and shareable. So it continues to be shared online.
Right.
It was fantastic. I mean, we had like all kinds of technical difficulties
you know what? We joked about that. That was my fear.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, well, I have these other people taking care of it and that it should be okay. And in the back of my head, I'm like going, oh God. Oh God, I hate that.
You know what? It surprisingly came together really, really well. I don't think many people could sense any like behind the scenes panic.
Right.
The only thing that went wrong was our website crashed because of all the action.
Traffic, yeah.
So it's a good problem to have, and now we know for next time to prepare for that.
And this is great that you did it because now you have a blueprint.
Exactly. So, it was a huge success and we were super happy and just blown away by, the amount of amazing musicians that agreed to partake.
That's good. It's really nice to hear something. Cause I was telling my friends about it and they were just like, oh, really? Yeah, that they're doing it. It was great. Even my wife was like asking, how did that turn out? And I go, well, it did crash a little bit. Cause I remember when we were talking about the technical stuff. I kept saying in the back of my head that whole thing is like, it's the same thing. The simplest thing is like, we're having an album release party. And here's the show up. And then the person that's making the album says, oh, it's not ready. It's like, wait a minute, I'm having an album release party. Why are you doing this to me? So that's always been my anxiety and fear.
Hey, oh yeah.
So that's done. The money was raised. You have a blueprint for it. Where are we standing now with the organization? Can you guys put together the money to purchase the land? Like, has it been purchased?
Yes.
Okay.
It has not been purchased.
Oh.
But we are. It's in the works. We are looking. We are talking to people. We had a bunch of people contact us after the concert saying you might want to look into this property here that I know about. So we have a few people that we're talking to, some real estate agents, some banks, kind of thing. So we're just trying to figure out the ins and outs. Our style is to never like rush into anything because it's a huge undertaking. So we want to do it right. We want to make sure we know all the legalities of purchasing land as a charity. So we're doing all the research right now and talking to anyone that we possibly can, any kind of experts in that field. And probably in the next few months, we'll be going out to look at some properties. As soon as we find the perfect one, that's it.
Hopefully that is around the corner for you guys. And people can still donate to helping you guys get this going, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And we'll be building up the property in phases. So we'll be having lots of fundraisers and, hopefully really involving different communities and coming out and actually helping us build the structures on the land.
We wear halos we stole from the back of the bar. Little angels gonna sell you some lonely little star. There's a full moon gonna guide us to the back.
Just tuning in now, I'm talking to Melissa McClellan from Lady Bird Animal Sanctuary. You can check them out online at ladybirdanimalsanctuary.com if you'd like to make a donation. And a lot of people do donate because a lot of us are animal lovers. And and you guys have been doing this for some time now. And I got to tell you, you guys just posted a couple pictures of some animals that you're helping out. And one is the hamster. Which just kills me. I'm glad that you guys are looking after the hamster, but you guys are also looking after a sweet little dog named Mitsu.
So I've never been able to foster for Lady Bird because I'm always on the road.
Right.
And so now I'm obviously not on the road. And last September I told Lisa, I said, I want to foster. And she said, well, there's a sweet little senior Shih Tzu at the shelter right now. And I actually grew up with a Shih Tzu. And so I went and picked her up and she was a mess, just had all kinds of problems. She was severely neglected. She was found on the street in Hamilton, blind and deaf, had obviously been owned by someone at some point. But I don't know what her history is, but she was severely neglected and has all kinds of health issues. But We've worked really hard over the last few months to get her back in good shape, and she's feeling good.
How old is she?
The vet says she's probably 9 or 10.
Then that means she's 13.
Yeah,
I've never seen a vet nail the actual age ever. I'm like, yeah. I don't care how old they are. I love all animals because we have a Shih Tzu in our household, and he's a tiny little pudge pot black thing who snores and cuddles just like Mitsu. And it's ridiculous when you look at him like going, really? Is this all you're going to do is just be a pillow? Because that's cool. I'm not asking for much. But if this is what it's going to be, then I'm fine with it. So she had a lot of health problems. What was the, like, what could, if you could describe or help people understand the cost of getting this dog rehabilitated on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the vet bills are not cheap. And it's funny, I don't really have experience with that end of things with Ladybird. It's Lisa Nguyen who deals with the animals. So this was my first time really like seeing the bills. Right. And, you know, we work with vets who give us a discount, who give rescues discounts.
Nice.
But it's still, you know, quite pricey, the surgeries and the medications, you know, it's really ends up being thousands of dollars. Not every animal, of course, it all kind of averages out.
Sure.
Cause some animals are in perfect health and, you know, we just give them a checkup and send them on their way to a new home. But yeah, some of them like Mitsu, she's a perfect example of an animal that needed a lot of attention and a lot of care and ongoing medications. She's actually going to remain as a Ladybird permanent resident. We have a few animals like that where there are just a lot of unresolved health issues and kind of like long-term things. So she's going to stick with us.
All I wanted was to be a handsome, drunk, sad bastard with a rusty jaw. All I wanted was to make the top five with no chance of waking up with y'all. All I wanted was to have you show me a little fire, put it in the bank. All I wanted was to think about your pretty face when I need a daydream. Look at her, she's everything. Causes one to make a scene. What is it you'd have me do? To believe in, give me something I can aspire to, just a clue as to what it might take, what kind of clothes, what kind of car. I got money, not afraid to spend it. I got a girl, not afraid to end it. I got moves that I stole from Jay-Z back in the day when I had games.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was 2 seconds away from sending a picture to my wife going, check out Mitsu.
Oh, but it's like, really?
But my dog is like, he likes other things, but I don't think, like, you know, when animals get that, it's kind of like, this is my house, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I look at Mitsu and I'm like, going, she'd look good in the house. I think she should hang out with us. I mean, it's a cute
she's
dog.
She's so sweet. She is such a sweetheart. She's so nice. The most trusting animal. Like, she has been poked and prodded over the last month.
Yeah.
Force-fed pills, you know, like, just... She's had a rough go, and she's just so sweet and trusting and loving.
If people want to find out what we're talking about, you might as well hit up the Ladybird Animal Sanctuary Facebook page. There's pictures of the dog and Melissa right now, and the poor little thing's got the proverbial cone on her head and the sweater, the whole nine yards. But moving on, there's some stuff that's coming up in spring of 2021, and it can't get here soon enough after being so cold today.
no kidding.
Yeah. Is the Ladybird Plantables fundraiser is coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, God, I don't know if I know all the details of that one, but I think you can buy seeds and seedlings, I believe. And
is this a new thing that you guys are doing, or has this been something
we did? We did it last year. Janine Stoll, who's another co-founder, she organizes this, so she should be the one talking about it. But both Janine and Lisa purchased a bunch of the plantables last year and said that it worked out great, and they added them to the garden, and then a portion of the profits go right back to Ladybird.
Well, this is something that can happen at that farm. If when that actually happens, you guys could be growing things as well.
Oh, that's the plan. We want to have a greenhouse and everything. So
you guys got some visions going. That's awesome.
We do. We have big plans for the property. It's all going to happen slowly over the years in phases. But we have a big, ambitious end goal.
Pay top dollar, wrote it. Off. Imported girls at the diamond trough. He'll fix you up, but he won't get you off. File it under tax evasion. Dupe the Christians and fool the laymen. Panama or to the Cayman Islands. All that you're fighting for. In a sea of horns, fists are shaking behind closed doors. Scroll through souls, a one-man proxy war. Ample feedlots adore the fan. A barcode tattooed on your skin. The answers are all blowing in a tailspin. We'll be right back. till it makes you high. Don't look the devil straight in the eye. He flipped the script and in it he's the good guy.
That's awesome. Hey, just to switch gears a little bit to the music portion of your life. How are things going with you? With as far as music is going, with you, are you doing the online performances? Are you writing? What's happening in your camp?
Yeah, we actually have 3 records coming out this year.
Oh my God.
Our band White Horse, and the first one is likely going to be released in March. We don't have a confirmed release date yet, but it's looking like that's going to be the first release. So yeah, we've spent, you know, the last year at home, but really preparing for these record releases and finishing up. We made the 3rd record in the spring, and then it's just been, you know, mastering and sequencing and working on artwork and all of that. So we've been pretty busy, and we're super excited.
That amount of, you said 3 albums.
Yeah.
Now, is that as a direct result of so much downtime, or was it just stuff that you wanted to do forever and just never had the time? Or
it just kind of played out that way. We started working on the first record we're releasing. We started working on that about 1.5 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we had all these extra songs from when we were writing for that record that really didn't fit on that record, but we were still really excited about those songs. And it ended up just being a whole other record. So we put that one together pretty quickly. And then we wanted to we have a whole series of, we have two records, 2 EPs called the Northern South Volume 1 and Volume 2. And it's a nod to, old blues and some of our favorite songs and artists. And our plan was to do like a 70s country kind of tribute EP.
Really?
And then we ended up writing all of our own songs. And then we thought, well, this is not an EP. This is a record, and it's a country record. And so we did that in the spring, and it came together really nicely. And so, yeah, we have a kind of like 70s style country record that's going to be coming out at some point.
I want to hold a hand inside you. I want to take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in shadows. You come apart and you go black. Some kind of night into your darkness.
That realization that when you went back to listen to it and you looked at the whole thing and went, oh, this is like a whole other thing. Were you happy or angry about that? Because you have three things coming out now.
Oh, I'm so happy. I mean, well, no, why would I be angry?
Well, no. Because it's just like, because each project, and I might be off base here, deserves its own spotlight and story behind it, right?
Absolutely.
So when you're releasing three, and if it's all done at the same time, it's kind of like, well, one is being outshined by another.
Absolutely. Well, we're not going to release them at the same time. But we've definitely thought about that, you know, like how far do we space out these records? Cause we're really excited about all three, and they're quite different from each other.
Yeah. Well, they're your children.
Totally. So yeah, we don't want any of them to get lost in the shuffle. So that's been something that we've kind of talked about and worked out. So yeah, I think, you know, And given the climate right now with the pandemic and nobody really knows what a record release really looks like anymore. And,
oh God.
And touring has, you know, vanished completely. So I think, you know, we're going to put the first record out and then just kind of like follow the trajectory of that and see where it goes and kind of ride the energy of that one until it feels like, okay, maybe it's time to put out the next one. So I don't know, it's kind of a little bit liberating in a way that we can kind of just do it.
What came first, the winter or the snow, the morning or the night before, the sadness or the blow? I can hear the sniffles behind the bathroom door. Is it cocaine or heartbreak? We never can be sure. Come out, Gracie. Come out from under there. What came first? It's purely overpressing. It's a modern epidemic, the double edge of victimhood. I barely had a chance. The man was standing on my shoes. There's no way I could dance. Come out, Gracie. Come out.
Yeah, others have said that. With this downtime, I've finally been able to, like, people I've talked to said, I've been able to get to the ideas that I've always put on the back burner because I was too busy.
Yeah.
Way too busy on stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying my best to just take advantage of this time at home and do things at home that I wouldn't be able to do traveling all the time.
Well, that's great to hear. And in an ideal world, my friend, come summertime and you never know, things could change. Like all of a sudden it's like end of July. And for some strange reason, some really cool real estate agent said, hey, here's this land that this much of a deposit could be put down for the ladybird thing. And you could go, well, you know what? I think I could put a small stage there with a small sound system. And
that is the plan.
And we could debut our music there and people could come and they could see the land and they could make donations to help us out to get this going. And we could all feel like human beings again.
I'm feeling hopeful. We'll get there.
This is my plan for your life. Hope you agree to it.
And in my Sounds brain, perfect.
Well, that's how it's got to play out because as I was talking to Jim Vagabond Saints, I interviewed with him earlier. I'm like, you know, things will get more positive. I know it's really cold outside, but I'm going to go running outside screaming soon. I need a sense of relief. Hey, Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on Steel City Music and Lady Bird AnimalSanctuary.com to make donations and check out some of the animals that they're helping out. And where do people go to find out more about your music?
WhiteHorseMusic.ca and we're on Facebook and Instagram and all the things.
All the other
socials. Apple Music, Spotify. Yeah, we're out there.
Okay. Hey, man, big hug and kiss to Mitsu from us over here in my household.
Aww.
Thank you for everything. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Make way for the welcoming committee. All smiles and handshakes for now. They are screening refugees for authenticity. The desperados keep their eyes on the ground. Here comes a wave of suspicion. Accusations growing like weeds. Now the young men in their hand-me-down parkas bartering these archaic. Ooh, kicking down your door. Ooh, kicking.
things I want to do to you. You, if you want to do me too. Ooh, all the things I want to do to you.
Okay, boy, wrap it up. I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm busy selling out, so I gotta get backstage to my women and my cocaine. So what else do you want to know?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Ordinary people just try and entertain us. I'm wishing on a star that someday I'll be famous. Infamous, outrageous, I'm candy.
I'm stoner, you're a taker. She's a muse, she's a faker, and you like it that way.
Thing, you write a lot, and well, we know that you're a publicist as well. How will your diary of today look like?
We came and played our guts out, and then I had to do this interview when I should have been able to be left alone so I could breathe hard.
I'm sorry for that.
That's okay.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
By the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was drowning all the cares in the world. When I get older, climbing up on the back porch fence just to see the dogs running with a ring and a question, and my shivering voices singing through the crack in the window. Go it alone. Down on the corner,
standing on a makeshift road with the dust all blowing. Long black shadow. Pulled a hammer from a coal mine down where your daddy was working. Comb my hair back. Strike a match on the bathroom wall where my number was written. Driving on the sidewalk. Looking back and the sky is burning through the rearview mirror. I better go it alone. Na-na-na-na-na. I better go it alone. By the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was drowning all the cares in the world. When I get older, climbing up on a back porch fence just to see the dogs running with a ring and a question and my shivering voices singing through the crack in the window.